Welcome to Two Peas in a Pod, the blog and podcast site designed for parents on the go. I'm Dr. Julie Cardos.
And I'm Dr. Naylene Lai. We're two board-certified pediatricians and parents like you.
Don't have the time or energy to read pediatric advice?
If you're on the carpool line, trying to grab some exercise, or cleaning the house, plug us in.
Now, the average kid in childcare gets sick anywhere from 7 to 12 times a year. So what are the medical reasons for keeping your child home from school?
We'll be talking about common symptoms that we get asked about a lot, specifically fever, vomiting, diarrhea, head lice, and pink eye.
But your schools, just keep in mind, might have their own policy about when a child can return. So here's a common scenario. You wake up in the night, your two-year-old is hot and feverish, you give her some Motrin, and she seems fine in the morning. Do you send her into daycare?
All right, so Dr. Lai, what I tell my parents is there's a couple reasons to keep your child home. If your child's acting too sick to participate in the activities of school, clearly they need to stay home. Also, taking care of a child with a fever requires making sure that they're hydrated, they might need more sleep than normal, so they need extra rest and extra fluids. A fever is defined in a less than 8-week-old child as 100.4 or higher. And in an older than 8-week-old child, a fever is defined as 101. So a child with a 99 fever doesn't have a fever. That's just maybe a little elevated above normal.
Yeah,
what do you find?
It's more how the kid acts than anything else.
Now, in the 8-week-old and under babies, even a small bump in temperature is a reason not only to stay home from school, but to have your baby seek medical advice. Because these babies are so young, they're developmentally just not able to do very much, and they can't really tell us whether they're very sick, a little bit sick, or not sick at all.
But for anybody else.
Right. So I do hear a lot of schools will have fever-free policies. They'll say the child needs to be fever-free for 24 hours. And probably the root of those policies is most kids with fever act sick. And so rather than always having to worry about calling parents in from work to get their kid, they just have this policy because it's a safe one and it will assume the child's acting better when the fever is gone. But technically, if a child has a fever but is acting otherwise well and it can participate and is hydrated, technically that's not a reason from a medical aspect to be sent home from school or to be kept home. So that's the wrap up on fever. Now we're going to move on to another scenario, vomiting. First of all, what do you do when your child throws up at home? What do you do when the child throws up in school? How about you address this, Dr. Lai?
One of my kids, the first day of school, came home from school and said, "Mommy, I had a great day, but the bad news is the kid next to me threw up." All right, so what does vomiting entail? Does that kid actually have to stay home the next day? As a mom, I would say, please stay home. Can you stay home for as long as you can? But medically, vomiting can actually be from many different sources. Maybe the kid was excited. It was the first day of school. Some kids vomit when they're excited about school. Some kids vomit when they're upset. Kids can vomit for emotional reasons. The other reason? Perhaps the child really was infectious. And if so, do they have to go home? Kind of hard to tell sometimes. Now, a child that's been vomiting and is dehydrated, so just really hasn't been able to pee. For the little ones, if they don't have tears when they cry, or if they haven't had a wet diaper in the last 6 to 8 hours, those kids definitely should go home.
So, Dr. Lai, do you have a number in mind that you tell parents, or how many times throwing up?
Well, the official guidelines from the American Academy of Pediatrics is vomiting more than a couple times. Because if you vomited a couple of times, you're going to be getting a little too dehydrated for the teacher to be watching over you, whether you're 2 years old or you're 12 years old.
Of course, there's the scenario where you're all dressed for work, you're all dressed for school, and then your child throws up. So there, it's a little bit risky. I wish there were some more absolutes in pediatrics sometimes. You don't know what's going to happen. So the choice is, if she seemed fine afterward and you clean her up and change her clothes and the child really wants to go to school and had lots of energy and doesn't have any other symptoms, you could send them to school. But if it's the start of a stomach virus, they might look great for half an hour and then throw up again, and that's when their fever is going to spike. So it's very reasonable to be conservative and keep your child home in that case.
The other issue is you should go home if you start seeing junk comes up that doesn't look like food. Blood, we don't like. Yellowish, we don't like. Severe abdominal pain, we don't like. So those are all reasons to go home.
Now, what if your kid is throwing up and has fever? Now he's going to require more care than a teacher can give. So he really needs to stay home.
Last, every once in a while, you'll find that a child actually fell down on the playground, maybe fell off a swing set and hit their head. Vomiting can be a sign of bleeding that's occurring inside the head. So that's a reason that someone should seek medical advice.
All right, so kind of linked to vomiting is diarrhea, right? Comes out both ends, unfortunately, at times. What really is diarrhea? You know, in a child, you refer to our Scoop on Poop article. Sometimes the color of poop can change, but that's not necessarily diarrhea. It's more consistency and how often the child is going. So in a child who's still wearing diapers, diarrhea is a reason to stay home. A diarrhea can't be contained in that diaper. In a potty trained child or a school age child, a child with diarrhea who's otherwise acting okay still needs to go home if they're having potty accidents. Again, kind of goes back to the whole poop is not contained well. And then similar to vomiting, blood and poop is not normal. So again, preschool age children or nursery school or would see this more than school age teachers, but blood in the stool, that child needs medical attention. Again, overriding principle, if the child's acting sick, they're getting dehydrated, that child needs to go home or stay home. And then also, again, this is more in the young child category, but kids who are having two or more bowel movements above their baseline, that's too many diaper changes for a teacher to do and still give good care. So that's kind of the scoop on diarrhea. Now, let's talk about a very itchy topic. What happens with head lice? What do you tell your parents, Dr. Lai?
Well, the most common misconception is that you need to stay home when these itchy little bugs appear. But the fact of the matter is, kids can go back to school. They don't harm people. They don't harm the child. They're just kind of itchy and annoying.
The lucky thing is that lice can't jump. They can't fly. You have to have very close contact to spread lice, and I'm not saying it's not contagious, but this is why you tell your kids, don't share hats, don't share combs, don't go head-to-head, you know, like, don't rub your head into another kid's head, you know, typically, like, girl telling secrets or boys if they're wrestling with each other, but in general, you know, child care centers have rules about how far apart children have to be for nap time, your child's supposed to have their own cubby where you put their hat in it. This helps prevent spread of lice. And then the other thing is, you know, once your child's treated, they go back to school. Remember, kids are still going to itch for weeks, even after the lice are gone. Itching, they don't itch because of the bugs crawling on their head. They itch because they're having a local reaction to the bug biting them. So even when the bug is gone, when the lice are gone, the kids are still itchy.
And if you see nits, which are the eggs of lice, by the time you actually see nits, they've probably been there a month or so, and they're probably dead. So if you do see active lice crawling around, they can go back. The kids can go back to school. You can treat. Sometimes kids do need a couple treatments, but there's no real reason to stay at home.
People get surprised and I tell them this, and a lot of schools still have, you know, children can't come back until no nit. I have to say that policy, it should not be in effect because lice don't carry disease. And there's no reason why children should miss out on learning. You send your kids to school with a cold, lice is much more benign than a cold. Although I will admit there is an ick factor associated with lice, but we have to overcome that. All right, so let's move on to pink eye. Dr. Lai, why don't you address pink eye?
All right, pink eye is very gooey. In fact, we wrote a whole blog post on gooey pink eye. But pink eye, you have to think of as being sort of like a runny nose. You can also have a runny eye. Instead of a runny nose, you just have goo coming from your eye. Now, pink eye actually can stem from several different causes. One being from a simple cold virus, one being from allergies. But the thing that pediatricians call pink eye is actually a bacterial infection. So just like you can get an ear infection on top of a cold, that's a bacterial infection. You can also get a bacterial infection in your eye.
But as far as going to school with pink eye, I agree. It's kind of like if a child has a runny nose and they have runny eye, they can still be in school. Though if the eye is hurting the child or the eye is just irritating to the child and, again, requires more care, the child doesn't want to participate, then that is certainly a reason to stay home with pink eye.
Good hand washing techniques can actually really stop the spread of pink eye.
Okay, so let's move on to our sticky points of the day. The overriding philosophy of how do you know if your child can go to school or not is basically, number one, does the child need home to expedite their recovery?
You know, there's many schools, including my kids' junior high school, which won't allow water to be carried on the child. Now, if your child has to hydrate and they're not allowed to carry any water with them, that's a reason to say, okay, maybe this kid should stay home.
And then sticky point number two, if a child's illness means that an individual teacher would have to provide too much care for one child at the expense of their care for the rest of the class, that child does need to stay home.
Sticky point three, if your child doesn't feel well enough to participate, he really should be going home. And the final sticky point, there are illnesses that necessitate that a child should go home in order to protect others. The fever alone, vomiting or diarrhea once, lice or pink eye, those aren't necessarily a sign of those diseases.
Surprised by some of these medical recommendations, we refer you to the Bible of Infectious Disease in Child Care and Schools. The name of the book is called Managing Infectious Diseases in Child Care and Schools. We have the full information about the book on the website.
Again, I'm Dr. Julie Cardos.
And I'm Dr. Naylene Lai. We are two peas in a pod. Right now, our recording studio is our kitchen table, and we depend on you to tell your friends about us.
We are two pediatrician moms who know you have questions after you've left our office. Think of us as your innovative resource for sound pediatric advice.
Please check out our website, www.twopeedsinapod.com. That's peds as in pediatrician, and like us on Facebook.
We hope to use podcasts and our blog to help answer your questions and make you more confident parents. Thank you for listening.